everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. I hope you're having a wonderful time today, and it's about to get even more beautiful, more wonderful. We have one of the loveliest speakers back on our show today. Mia Den Haan has been a very popular speaker every time she's been on the show, and it's been a few times. And I love, love, love what she does because she works directly with spirit. All of her clearings, all of her healings are absolutely mind-boggling. Some of the deepest core issues that I have known have been resolved through Mia's work. She's got very, very high integrity. One of the, I would probably put her right up there with probably, I would say maybe two or three people that I know in the healing world that are very committed to the integrity of the healings that they are conducting. And Mia is up there. And I have had personally many experiences with her that are just amazing. She's one of the healers that I trust enough that I have had her work with my children and have had great results every time. She's just, I just can't speak highly enough of her. Just love, love, love Mia. And I'm excited because she's back with us today to talk about your soul's journey and your success with the help of spirit and why Mia believes that really the most exponential and fastest route to success is really through your own soul and with the help of spirit. So we're going to be talking about that today. She's going to be helping us clear a lot of blocks. Mia loves to do clearings. And her clearings are really phenomenal. They are absolutely out of this world, and she's known for the group clearings. And every time we have a live call with her, she just goes overboard every time, over-delivering, making sure that everybody's getting the support they need. So I invite you to really become centered today and focus on what it is that you would like to experience. And let's see if you will be one of the lucky ones that get picked. We will be doing a lot of work with our one-on-one calls with the people that are on the phone line. So make sure that you are on the phone and you press star 2, which will raise your hand and it will place you in the queue, and we will eventually be unmuting people from that queue. And Mia will work with them. So we will also have a really great group process, which Mia, since she works strictly in line with her guidance, we don't know yet what the topic will be because that will come to her. Spirit will guide her, but it is going to be in removing some kind of a block. Maybe it's a block that you have for success. Maybe it's a block, some kind of a fear that's blocking you. We will know that in a few minutes as Mia works with you guys energetically, and that will be a really powerful process. So I want to make sure that all of you understand and are aware and just get, you know, have a heads up that you probably in about 30 to 40 minutes we will be doing that powerful group process as well. So send in your questions through the webcast. I'd love to address those with Mia. In the meantime, let me begin with a little bit of background. If you haven't heard Mia before, Mia Den Haan has been an energy worker for more than 30 years, initially offering hands-on healing. After a major awakening in 2000, Mia's healing work began evolving, whereby in 2002 she was given this special healing method called Your Divine Soul Essence through her ability to channel spirit. This method is currently still the main modality in her healing practice. She has spent thousands of hours in sessions offering her spiritual services to clients in more than 35 countries. With her gift, Mia has helped many of all ages, including medical practitioners, lawyers, businessmen and women, scientists, film stars, healers, and alternative healing practitioners, and individuals, including young children. As a spiritual healer and channel for spirit, Mia receives information directly from your soul's highest level of wisdom. She can receive guidance for any issues, personal or family matters, or business. She receives information about your body and mental, emotional, and spiritual planes, karmic issues, or your genetic lineage. The miracle healings, including those of a physical nature that people have received, were all done through distant healings. Her artisan healings were documented in two books, one authored by the mother of one of her severely disabled and autistic young children. She has also, from time to time, received prophecies, such as the ones about future weather and planetary changes that are now happening, which were documented in an earlier published book she authored. She is a certified life and business coach with many years of practical business experience as a business owner and employer since 1990. Her spiritual gifts has also been used in business dynamics, such as with workplace bullying, management, burnout, and a variety of interpersonal staff and management-related issues. Wow, Mia, that's just, wow, that is amazing. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Iram, and hello to everyone on this call today. I'm really excited and honored to be here today again. And before I forget it, I did start an energy vortex. I built it up before the call already. Those that are aligned to their spiritual body will probably feel it straight away, but you'll all start to feel it as you listen to this call, because your own soul will recognize it and will automatically start to align you more with that energy. And the idea is then that as we probably answer some questions, and I will do a healing somewhere in the middle of this call as well, that you then will automatically get those clearings a lot easier. But in essence, that vortex will help you become more aligned with your true self. And that will actually continue until for the whole call. The other thing I must actually say, if you're driving, you can continue to drive. That type of healing cannot throw you off center, because your soul will simply not release any issues if that could create a problem while you're driving.
Cool. Thank you very much for that explanation. And Mia, we've had you on our show so many times. Every time it is so amazing to talk to you and to learn from you and really experience the power of the healings and clearings that come through you. Now, let's talk about why is it that those clearings that you do are so powerful. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I have experienced your work myself. I have had your help in working with my daughters. I have had your help actually even when I was dealing with one of the most difficult times in my life, which was, you know, when Mom was going through cancer and then as she was passing. So all of those times you have just been there for me and you have helped me out a lot. And I can personally talk about how powerful those clearings are. So what's going on there? Why is it that soul and spirit can very powerfully clear any misalignments to one's success and the blocks that we might be holding?
Well, to go back a little bit, probably talking about the concept of the soul, and I know it's sometimes, the word soul is sometimes used a little bit loosely, not always though, but in the way it has been explained to me, through my own channelings, the soul is an enormous energy body. It is beyond our comprehension. It actually is incredibly powerful as well. Your soul can do things like change the weather, keep you alive when you technically should not be alive, you know, because of, say, oxygen starvation. It can do many things. It can bring you back, these so-called miracle stories where somebody that should have been dead then miraculously lives again and organs regenerate. The soul can do all that. The soul is that energy that ultimately gives you your life force when you're born, and it withdraws that life force when you die. So through the spirit body, I must admit that. So your soul and spirit together are an incredible, powerful combination. Now, we are very, we may think we're powerful, and we are in our own right, but we really are not compared to the soul body in its totality. When I channel, I hear through spirit what your soul needs from you in the now moment. Now, I know that totally contradicts those that believe that we have the power, and that we do. I mean, I totally agree. We have incredible power in our own realities. But the soul can override that. If the soul decides tomorrow it's time for you to go back to heaven, hypothetically, that will happen. It cannot be stopped. The soul can totally give you reality change from whereby you totally forget your old reality. I've done it many times with people that are victims of, say, trauma, of abuse. You clear the core imprint, and then the soul goes to a reality change. With my work, I am a vehicle for the words, and I often have to hold, like an anchor, I hold the energy, but ultimately it is your soul, with the help of your guides, that does the work, because your soul also comes here with a particular plan for your life, which is not always as clear as some people might think. It totally depends on your incarnational status, for a better word. But let's say your soul does know why it wants to experience this incarnation in this lifetime. It will always try to steer you in that direction. It will also therefore knows where you are very misaligned. So my work is also, in addition to all the physical, mental and emotional patterns I clear for those that I've helped and will continue to help with their developing their gifts or their life's purpose, it always comes back to bring that more in alignment with the soul. And that is how I know that people have gifts. I often have people come to me and they don't know they have gifts. For example, clairvoyance. It's one that I would say 1 in 10 people has clairvoyance and they don't know they have it. And it can then still manifest itself in other ways. Now, the reason I know that is because it comes through the soul, because the soul knows totally what its creation, its manifestation is capable of. So that's where the power lies of the soul. It really could totally change realities, sometimes in an inkling, but only if and when you're ready. And that's where the power lies. It does not lie with me, but it lies. And spirit in this, I must explain it too. Spirit in is more like, I call it Father Creator Awareness, but some people call it Source. So it is really about the highest level of energy that we in this reality again can have access to in creating for the highest good.
I so love what you just said, Mia, because even though the miracles that you mentioned or the transformations that you mentioned sound like miracles, like, oh, wow, your soul can actually decide to come back to the planet or leave the planet, or it can decide to, okay, I want to experience this kind of success in my life and this is what I want. I mean, this sounds so amazing and powerful, almost to sound like magic or miracles. And yet it would make sense that we would have access to that because we already have that. It's not something that we have to create. We already have a soul which is directly connected to spirit. It would make perfect sense that we should be able to accomplish all of this. What do you think is the biggest reason that we can't? I mean, okay, I can totally understand you're saying we have these superhuman abilities and we can do all of this. Yet, we look around us and majority of mankind is suffering. And most people are not receiving and achieving what they desire. So what is going on? Where is the disconnect?
Well, you really have to go back multiple generations, but it is really, it is society itself, what society believes. We live in a society where the priorities are usually not our soul body and our spirit. Priorities are greed, control, power, resources. I'm talking group consciousness. We come out of an history of conquering, where people would conquer other nations. So it was all about power, dominance, control in those environments. And they are ego states, of course, and they're all based on lack and scarcity. From that platform, an purer energy, such as the soul body, cannot often come through. It just depends how much investment the person has in the ego. And I have to be honest here, my first probably 20 years were in a positive way, but still very ego-dominated by a sense of achievement in my situation. The focus was totally on achievement, and any spiritual process that I experienced was often quickly pushed aside because the focus was not there, and that can easily be done. In my case, however, there came a time where obviously at some level it was time for me to grow, and soul can push that through if the need is there. And I had some of my first, what you could probably call incredible, enlightening experiences. I didn't sit there in grace and gratefully thinking how wonderful. It was more like, oh, what am I going to do with this? Very ungrateful. I can see that now. I can actually not believe that I was like that. But I came from a society that was totally not focused. This was Holland. Certainly not where I was living. It was totally focused on rebuilding a bruised society from a Second World War. That was the climate I grew up in, and rebuilding economies, rebuilding infrastructure. but it was not really focusing on true soul. The only level of spirituality that I would have had would have been through the traditional churches. But again, those churches can also be infiltrated by a lot of dogma and mental control. So that's really where I see it. I see society now, by the way, going through major changes. It will still probably take, well, at least 20 years before you get a much greater level of people that are going to be soul-directed. But it is happening, and these places like these telesummers will happen tremendously. If you don't forget, it wasn't until the mid-90s that the Internet became slowly available. I was one of the very earlier private users, and I remember even up to in the late 90s, there was hardly anything worthwhile that you could find on the Internet. So having had that as a vehicle will make a vehicle of knowledge, I mean, makes a tremendous amount of difference as well. I remember in the 80s looking for books because I had all these funny experiences. The books were certainly in Holland not available. So society as a whole was also very, called ignorant, and people like myself and many of your other healers, we're all here to bring knowledge through our own realities into the world to allow humanity as a whole to grow up, really. It is really a matter of growing up away from the old lack, scarcity, must take from others, greed principles into higher levels of thinking, sharing, supporting, care, kindness, love. But it will take time. But it can be done, providing that we get a certain amount of people that will shift that consciousness. Now, the good thing is that we have a whole new surge of new souls incarnating. A lot of these younger children, they are born with less of these older egos that a lot of us had to conquer, I had to step to, for example, many glass ceilings in my career that these days they don't exist anymore. In IT, I was for many years the only female. These days, I would say it is all equal and seen equal as well. So a lot of that has changed. There's always, I would say, more to come, but I see humanity as a whole has made tremendous progress already relative to where they were in, say, the 70s in Holland, Cold War, whereby they were planning to place missiles, for example, around where I was living. Of course, there are still threats here, but I also do believe there is, minus maybe one or two nations, far more maturity in all levels of society. And I see actually really a lot of positive movement despite the fact that you still see maybe some of these things that none of us want to see in the news. But on the whole, I do see a lot of positive change in the bigger picture. Still a lot to be done, but humanity has changed tremendously compared with, say, 100 years ago. The momentum is really building, and it's happening faster as well, thanks to the media.
Yes, thanks to the media, I agree. Thank you so much for that detailed explanation. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'll give you one little sample. These days, people can buy a product and they can download it straight away. When I found out about the Edgar Cayce Foundation in the mid 80s, I think it was, I decided to order some books. I had to go to the bank. I had to get a check in the right denomination. I was already in Australia, the right denomination. And 7 weeks later, the products arrived. So you can imagine how that alone makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have some really good questions on the webcast, Mia. And I'm going to pick one. This is from Betty. And she said, "Hi, I have slowed down the progression of muscular dystrophy, but I'm still getting weaker. Does this mean that my soul decided I'm supposed to learn something from this challenge?" So I guess partly I picked this question because a lot of us feel that challenges are part of our soul wanting to learn something by being on this planet. Would you agree with that, and particularly for Betty?
It can be. I'll just want to stay a little bit more generically. It can be a learning process. It can be karma. My very first autistic child that I healed, well, I actually had, that was the one where I wasn't given permission until he was five. I actually had to clear a major karmic pattern between him and his father. Now, that is not very common, by the way. I want to make it very clear that not every autistic, maybe 1 in 10, 1 in 12, there's karma involved. A lot of them is not. But the key is that once I cleared that karma, and again, I was only given permission when the boy was 5. Sometimes you cannot even clear it when they're young. That child improved. Now, I haven't worked so much with this, in this particular case, with that particular type of disease, but for example, multiple sclerosis, I worked a lot with a family member, which made it a lot easier too, because I understood the family patterns. Now, she suffered greatly from some very deeply embedded family patterns that run in my mother's side of the family, but she's the only one with multiple sclerosis. So you can ask yourself then why. And interestingly, she was also the only one that was the most physical, really. She was an gym instructor. She owns her own sports school. So an instructor there. So she was the most extreme in a way in being physically so fit. And then she ended up totally on the opposite side where she, when I started to work with her, it was in 2010, she was walking with a walking stick, could barely function. But by clearing a lot of her imprints, a lot of it was family patterns plus some of her own unique imprints, I wouldn't say it totally cured, but I would say 80% of the pain went, and she ended up walking without a walking stick again. So every situation is different. In this case, I can't quite feel that there is a core imprint of, say, karma, but what I do feel this lady has is an incredible hidden state of fear. Not fear about what is happening to her, but the fear that she was either born into a family that had that fear as a family plane, or it came really in from a past life, but it is really the core fear of life, having a fear of life. Now, if a person comes in with a fear of life and it is a past life, it's usually because they were involved in a terrible kind of slaughter or something, and that memory plane is still there. But if it is if they come into a family plane where that fear of life is running very strong, it can be that maybe one of the parents was in the war, Second World War, or they lost family members in a very cruel situation. So that would be, if I was talking to her on a personal basis, the first thing I would be looking at is why do you have such a strong fear of life? Now, that may not be the only aspect there, but I do believe it plays quite a role. But with my work, it's a bit like you start to open the main door, in this case the fear of life or the fear of living, and once you clear that layer, if there are then more layers to be cleared, they will show themselves. But they are not showing themselves in advance, because if they would show that to me in advance, then usually the person couldn't cope. They have their own divine timing. But fear of living, fear of life is one that plays a big role at present in being very misaligned with wholeness and well-being. I hope it explains.
Thank you, Mia. Thank you. Yes, Mia, thank you so much. And I was reading a comment from one of your clients. She has worked with you, I guess, several times, and this is from Megan from Seattle, and she said, Mia is hands down the most powerful healer I have ever encountered in my 20 years of working with the healing community. She completely stopped my son's persistent nightmares, moved my daughter out of pneumonia and physical weakness to strength, and balanced my other daughter's emotional world so that she could continue on to be strong and healthy and go to college. She is a tremendous gift to humanity. I concur with Megan. I totally agree, Mia. She is mirroring what I was saying earlier, that you are really one of the most amazing healers I have personally encountered, and I come across many. So that was a great testament to your abilities. Do you think we can now maybe work with a couple of callers on the phone lines? I just want to start early so that we can start helping as many people as we possibly can today. Okay, beautiful. Can you please pick a number for me between 1 and 30?
6.
Number 6 is area code 443.
Oh, my God.
Area code 443, you're on.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Marie. Hi, Mia.
Hello, Marie.
I knew I was going to be the first call. And
you did know.
Beautiful.
I did know. I'm texting to my daughter. I'm like, Lisa, I'm going to be picked now. I have to cut it short. And she said 443. Oh, it's nice to talk to you again. We've talked like 2 times in the past year. You're always wonderful. You always have great insight in what's going on, and I always love your advice.
Thank you.
Cool. What would you like help on today?
Well, whatever Mia feels like my soul wants me to know at this precise moment.
Do you have anything more specific in mind?
Well, I've just moved into a new house, a new country, and everything's new, and I'm wondering what kind of work I should do to bring in money, and I'm really open at the moment. I feel so free to do anything I want, but I'm doing nothing because I don't know what to do. It's kind of a catch, you know.
Well, you fit in quite nicely in, I would say, even one of the modules. It is actually the second one. I'm not so, that way you have the sales page there, but basically what I did was, and I want to explain that, and in light with what's going on for you, I looked, when I built these modules on success, I looked at what I call flows, and flows is, it's a different way of describing blockages than perhaps saying, well, that person has a fear of failure. But the flow is usually a group, a whole block that you constantly see people repeating itself. So it says fear of rejection might be going together with maybe fear of exposure and a few other fears. So I work with flows, and these flows, these blocks of fears, are embodied in these modules, and they're grouped by what I would call a practical way. So in your case, you are totally in what is item two, the patterns in item two. And you may not have had time yet to read that. But when we are in a state of change, which you clearly are, then we go to different phases. Now, you don't have the fear of change. You have a little bit of the fear of the unknown. But you have something that I've seen a lot of late, and that's why I built it in that module. It is an issue with the midbrain. Now, I was going to come to that later in the call, but I might as well talk about it now. I've done a lot of work in general with brains. That came my way more than that I was looking for it, with ADHD, Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, etc. And also a few of the mental health issues that seem to be really happening more and more in society. So from that, I have a fairly good understanding of the functioning of the brain. And it came to my attention that in the midbrain itself, it is a very important part of the brain, of course, there's a part that can start to resonate with other people. And we don't know that. Now, that could mean that if you are in a very fearful group of people, and you're the only one that is not, that you can, after a while, it may not happen straight away on day one, but say after 3 or 4 days, you might start to pick up their fears. But it resonates like a tuning fork idea. So there's a resonance in the midbrain then, whereby that fear starts to appear to be very real to you. And it is not always. It's not always your fear. So in that module is a clearing for that. But you have that. You have in your environment a very fearful young male. Are you aware of that? When I say young male, it's fairly young still. Can you relate to that? And do you know what I'm talking about with this resonance issue?
The only male around me is my husband. Well, he's 49.
Well,
is that young?
Well, when I say young, I must admit I'm in my early 60s, so it's all relative to your own age, I guess. But basically, I would have said 20s, but, you know, somebody,
okay.
It doesn't have to be that age. I'm only going by the, I don't think it's him, by the way.
No.
Neighbors or brothers that are a bit of a pain that forever are talking to you when you don't want to talk to them. Well, there's a male influence around you that feels like indoctrination of a fear.
Okay.
Unless it's a business or a colleague you've just left behind, but you would still have been with that person in the last fortnight.
Okay, so I brought some of the resonance of that fear of that person.
Exactly right. So if you're no longer with that person right now because maybe you just moved, say last fortnight, but the resonance is the fear of the unknown. In this case, because that person is suffering from that greatly.
Oh, so that's probably what's blocking me to do anything.
Well, there's 3 blocks there. I can't go to all 3, but the fear of the unknown will be the first one. Once you release the fear of the unknown, you'll immediately get more clarity. And in that clarity, you will know what the next step is. You have a very good insight in what you need to do. I'm not sure whether you're aware of that. You generally speaking know, you just know what you need to do. But in this case, that fear of the unknown from another person is blocking you a little bit. That's step number one. The other two, I know you can start to step into those once the first door is opened.
Okay, so I will concentrate on clearing that.
Yes.
I look forward to do your group healing there.
Yes, I was thinking that as well. The group calls, I can always, if you've done them already before, I don't know, I go a lot more deeper as well, particularly
yes.
If the group calls have a focus, like the three calls in this package, they all will have a focus. It means that everybody that resonates with that focus for that call will get their clearing
yes.
a lot quicker.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much
for the beautiful message. Bye, guys.
Yes,
bye.
Bye, Marie. Take care. Beautiful. That was awesome. Now, there are questions on the webcast. I have some questions for you, too, and I know that you wanted to do the group clearing. Would you like to start that now, Mia?
I might wait another 10 minutes because I'm actually building up an plane where more people will have benefit of it, and that energy is not quite there yet. I'm almost there. I need another 10 minutes
okay.
and we'll be ready. Yeah.
Okay, well then.
Like
I
a building of a momentum
a
almost, like, and then it will clear much quicker. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you really teach the importance of getting insight and guidance from your own soul. And I know that one of the things that you really love is teaching people how to ask the right questions. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do we know what the right questions are? How do we really, there was a great comment on the webcast and I kind of got buried in all the questions, but she wanted to know, like, if I wanted to connect with my spirit at any given time, I should be able to, and what's the best way to do that? And I agree with that. What do you suggest, Mia? Is it asking the right questions? How do we know how to ask them? Can you guide us on that, please?
Yeah, well, I would like to talk about what I call two layers of awareness, which is almost like one group of people thinks in a particular way that I must admit I once did as well, and the other group thinks in a different way. There is no right or wrong. It has a little bit to do with soul development. So there is one group that knows that through visualization and the power of vision you can create very clearly, which is true. But then that group could start to control. Not everybody does. And if you start to create through visualization with control, you might still create great things, but you can become very misaligned. But that is one group that I just want to address, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with creating through visualization, but the misalignments can start to happen when one tries to bring control in there. Like we want to visualize a purple car and we should have visualize the green horse cart or something. I'm just making it very extreme and very something that people wouldn't do. But that can happen. And so you can actually create misalignments through the power of visualization, which can ultimately bring you further away from your from where you need to go. That's not exactly what you were saying, but what I needed to say first. Now then the other one is, let's say if you don't do it that way, how can I move forward? There are many different techniques. I have actually included two of them in one of the module 5. Has got two techniques that you actually can briefly do. You write them down. And in module 3, I've actually got, it's not actually on the sales page, it's my fault, but there's a five minute additional MP3 included, which is a quick realignment to your soul. But the key is, our mind often wants to domineer and we don't know it. It's life. We do it probably even by seeing somebody, if they remind us of somebody. At that point in time, our mind takes over, and we often don't realize it. Now, in order to be away from that, and I have to explain it first, you need to have a technique. Now, some people do it with deep breathing. Others do it by focusing on their heart or breathing into their heart. I have a little that 5-minute alignment in there that talks you back to yourself. But if you can find always first a way back to yourself, prayer is another good one. Prayer will do it too. Some people are very good in self-talk, but not everybody. And then some self-talk can be very manipulative in a way, whereby you don't allow enough flexibility for a new to come in. So for me, step one is always, how can we find a way back to ourselves? Ultimately through the heart, but not everybody can access the heart straight away. That's why you don't find all my work to focus on the heart, because I know you will end up in your heart as long as you get centered in yourself. And once you're in that space, you can purely ask, and you get the answer usually within 10 minutes. Or you can then visualize, if you are visual, and allow answers to come. But I'm talking only once you have reached that centered place. And the third one is a little bit of a dialogue. Some people, once they've reached that place, they can really go into ask question, wait for answer. And that answer can then come sometimes almost like spoken. It sort of pops into the mind, I guess. So that is where I would go with my work. Now, having said that, there was a time where I was too much into control as well. And what I then did, for probably more than, this is many years ago, a lot of meditation, which is probably more, I used a lot of light, by the way. That came so naturally, I didn't have to do anything for that. But if you don't have that, I would look for a process that brings stillness. That way you can really still the mind, center the mind. That is really, the mind is often the biggest culprit, followed by perhaps patterns we hold. But the mind is really the ruler, usually. And it can take over sometimes before we realize it. That's probably the best way I can answer it, because everybody is unique in how they receive answers. Some people simply know. Some people view. Some people sense. For some people it drops in 10 minutes later when they're back into life again. But you will get answers when you send it first.
Mm. Thank you so much for answering that. I know we're going to start the group process in just a little bit, but I want to ask this question, Mia, because this one just caught my attention. This is from Heather, and she said, I'm so lonely and nearly desperate to find the love of my life. I have been alone for over 8 years now since my divorce. I'm at a great place mentally, financially, and spiritually, and I would love to find someone to share my life with. My heart is open and my soul is ready for love. Thank you.
It's not necessarily part of the call today, but it does, like, it's not about success, this actually. This is actually about clearing a major fear that a lot of women have when they have had a bad experience with males. Mm-hmm. You get a fear for some aspects of that relationship. It can be intimacy, fear of loud screaming, fear that he's going to hit me, it can be fear of rape. It depends what happened during the bad times, but even though we might think we no longer have it, some of that often linger on in our unconscious, and we can become a little bit distant then. We withdraw easily. We might see somebody that has the shape, and there might be a totally different person on the inner, or say our ex or somebody else, and then we might withdraw before we even get a chance to get to know that person. I certainly have had that myself at one stage, whereby you, before you even can think, you react. It's almost like a protective mechanism, for a better word, because you don't want to get hurt again. Okay, because that's the simplest way. So that would be the one in this case, for this lady to look at. Now, if you're interested in this program more in general, there is also a bonus. There is a relationship module that could certainly, I can't guarantee it will bring you there 100%, because there's no such thing as a guarantee. A lot of it depends upon your own willingness also to want to make a change. But there is a relationship module as a bonus in this package that might be able to help there.
I so agree, and I would definitely encourage you, Heather, to connect with Mia at a deeper level, because you absolutely, everybody deserves love in their life. And believe me, when whatever we are creating, whatever situation you are in, once you start realizing that it is a reflection of your inner energy, whatever is going on inside of you, simply being reflected on the outside, that is the day you begin to really start becoming powerful again. You take your power back by acknowledging the fact that it's all me. Everything begins with me. Everything ends with me. And so if you want to change your love life, you want to change your love situation, begin working with yourself. And I'm so glad to hear that you feel you are at such a balanced place spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. and yet love is not showing up in your life. This comment grabbed me because I've been there myself, you know, until not too long ago, I was like that myself. Everything else was balanced and I was missing love and I was getting lonelier and lonelier and just wasn't allowing it to show up in my field because it was just the weakest part of my life. And I had to do a lot of inner work and a lot of clearings and then remaining conscious in the moment as somebody did show up in my life. And I began to see the patterns, what Mia was mentioning, that we don't even know it. And boom, we reject a person or we run away or we push them away or we do something. So you can't do that. I feel that awareness is very difficult, especially when you're in the most challenged area of your life. Awareness becomes very difficult because there's so much noise. There's so much clutter already. So the first step is to start clearing that clutter, which could be from your past, from your childhood, from a past life, from experiences you've had in your life, whatever that might be. It's essential that you clear that clutter first. And this goes for everything, not just love and relationships. It's for money. It's for everything. Yeah, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, one factor that most women have, more so than men when they go to that, is the factor of survival. Unless you are already very well established financially, there's often, well, there can still be a factor of feeling unprotected by the male, for example, but the survival needs often kick in right after a separation or divorce, in whatever way. It may be that all of a sudden you have to now do a particular task that you always saw the men were supposed to do. And that survival can take over, and it can often go for a little while, both. It can either go into immediately looking for a replacement for the male, but then it may not necessarily be the right one. Or the other one is you pull back temporarily from males, and then you forget after a while that you've actually disconnected from males because you are in survival mode, which means the kids, the money, the whatever it is, they come first. And that is one that you then have to undo again. You know, some of the maybe hard work it might have gone in to make sure you could keep your job or build up a business may now have to then, you may have to relax a little bit in. This is more generic for everybody that goes to that. You may then have to relax a little bit, ease up a little bit in some areas of your life because you no longer have to focus so much on that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Do you think we can? We should start the group process now?
Yes, we are ready. What I'll do is I'll just explain a little bit more about how I work for those that don't know about that. But in essence, I look at groups in what I call group consciousness, but it has many names. I've only been given the name group consciousness. Some people call it the matrix. It has many names. But let's say it's a field of awareness that we can all tap into. Now, that field of awareness can be very strong in certain areas on the planet. For example, if you're in nature and there aren't a lot of buildings or there hasn't been a lot built there, you can really tap into that field of awareness that nature brings. If you're in one of the old forests, the very old trees, they have a really great energy, you can tap into that. Certain types of animals, some have higher awareness than others, they can do it. People love to swim with the dolphins. They're all fields of awareness. Now, just like you have those beneficial ones, you have some fields of awareness that no longer serve a purpose. And one that is incredibly strong on the planet, much stronger than it needs to be, is a field called competition. Now, anybody who competes must have a belief that there is scarcity. But you see competition these days in the very wealthy. And they don't need to compete. They really don't need to. The competition comes from a very old time, ancient times, when there wasn't enough, when there was food scarcity. So I'm obviously addressing this to the modern Western societies, but where there was food scarcity, etc. Or maybe a shortage of men or males or females for war or disease, whatever. But the key is, and there have been many such inequalities, a lack of men, because half of them were killed off through a war. But the competition runs fierce in society, much bigger than it should be. So what I chose to do for today is do a little bit of an alignment there. I found my greatest successes came when I was not in competition, and I allowed spirit and my soul to do the work for me. but to help my own empowerment with those that were competing. And I, in my IT years in particular, I was around some incredible competitive people. But in that, I learned a way to stay in my own power. And as a result, I was at one stage, unbeknown to me, in this particular product, the biggest reseller in Brisbane, and one of the other companies in the end left Brisbane and went back to Sydney, basically, because they couldn't establish themselves. I didn't do anything to them. I didn't use any techniques, but I used all the techniques that I talk about in the modules, which is integrity, support, care, staying centered, empowered, clear all your fears of failure, your fears sometimes of other people. A competitive person can appear to be threatening to us when we when we're not used. I certainly found it with some of the salespeople that were around me, but I just learned to deal with it. And ultimately, I never gave my power away. It was a bit of a journey. It was, some of it was very new to me, but it strengthened me. And then I realized that competition often doesn't get you anywhere. I don't mean that therefore you then relax and don't do anything. So competition and proactiveness are something very different. And being focused, of course, but competition where you really hate somebody else's guts because they got the deal. That is a form of jealousy that is really not necessary anymore in modern day society. So what I did, I started about 10 minutes ago, I started to bring a lot of light in two dimensions, and my work is usually mainly on the etheric. I do a little bit of work sometimes on the causal planes, but they are planes where we often are not allowed, from a spiritual perspective, not allowed to go. I can't go there directly. That can only be done indirectly, and I have no power nor control over that. Those planes are too divine. But let's say the etheric plane is a little bit more accessible by humans with the right intent. And on that plane, I'm clearing that, yeah?
Oh, so that's what I wanted to ask you. Are you already clearing as you
It's talk? Clearing right now for those that
okay,
feel it.
Beautiful.
So let's say if you have a weakness in your soul plane, then if you say, a place where it is very strong is car yards, etc. Those salespeople tend to particularly resonate in some of those competition planes. I actually did an IT job many years ago in one of the largest Holden dealers here in Australia, and every time I had to go, an IT job, so it had nothing to do with the people that worked there, but I would feel that. I would feel it resonating to me because everybody recognizes that energy of competition. Now, it may not be in certain car, but I'm more talking maybe car salespeople that are selling second-hand cars, average-type cars. There's a lot of competition energy there, more so than in the housing market. So that's the one I'm clearing right now. Now, for those of you that don't know what I do, I instruct the soul bodies that are participating, that are listening, that if they want to get this clearing, you will get it. Now, for a lot of people, there is a stress in the forehead, and it is part of that clearing. So I have actually given the instructions on the inner, so I don't have to say too much. And on the outer, I'm only explaining that. One clearing is now completed, so I'm just going to wait now. I want to now see, I want to make sure that I don't overload anybody. I just had to, I heard that it was gone. I'd say I'm getting about 50% of those that were listening needed that previous clearing. And what that will mean is that you will no longer resonate with competition if your soul is mature enough to step out of it. And most of us are. Sometimes we don't even know that we're resonating with it. It's just learned behavior. I'm just waiting because the second one is now about to start, but it's in a very different dimension. To me, it feels a little bit denser. I can feel it sitting a little bit lower in the head, but that is also not necessarily the case for everybody. This is one of the midbrain clearings I've also embedded in one of the modules. And that's the fear of lack and scarcity when you actually have enough. But because you're so driven to have more, you can't see that you actually already have more than the rest. Very common also in our society. Mainly because a lot of people in Western society have not had lack post-war, I mean, that were born after the Second World War, have not had really a lot of lack. There we go. That one is going now so easily that will take 10 minutes to shift, but it no longer needs my energy. So for those of you that were resonating, and again about 50%, but I can't necessarily say that half of the group did one, get one and the other half, there can be an overlap, but that one will now slowly start to go away, and it will be a release around more lower, more towards the eyes for those that had that. And it will, if you now were around these more competitive people, you'll simply no longer give your power away. And you'll stay more centered, and therefore you can make better decisions. And also you'll find, if you're in business, you'll more than likely attract more business. Because you'll have more clarity, you'll speak different, you will attract better clients. I certainly found that because I didn't play those games. I could not even have played them even if I wanted to. I just didn't have it in me. And always, I find a lot of people, particularly in business, that are running businesses, they're often very intuitive, and they usually read that straight away. Some people don't mind it, by the way, in business, but a lot of them that I tend to come across, they preferred more my style of working. It was maybe less threatening to them, but less ego and more in your own spiritual empowerment.
All
right.
That's
the clearing, and the
clearing
will continue on for those that need it for another 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Well, I am definitely feeling a lot of energy shifting, and I would love to hear from you guys if you're feeling it too. There are a lot of requests coming through the webcast for specific healings. It seems, Mia, that there's a pattern in the webcast today for sure where people are either complaining about being really depressed and sad or requesting clearings for connecting with joy. This is like almost 70% of the group is requesting.
Yes, there is a sadness in the group. I picked it up earlier on. There's not a lot I can do about it. I can explain sadness in a moment, but I need 10 minutes. This first clearing needs to be, but I'm happy to talk a bit more about sadness and what people can do in general about it, because sadness is usually associated with loss, but I need to wait 10 minutes for this other clearing to first be completed. Otherwise, some people can go in overload.
Okay. In the meantime, what would you suggest? Can we?
I can take another caller if there's
call?
A caller there.
Okay,
but,
let's do that. Yep, pick a number for me, please, and I will unmute them.
I might go for 7 after 6 comes 7.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Area code 508. And before we unmute you, I really want to have people today that need a deeper help. I would love for you to focus on a particular issue that's been bothering you for a long time, something that's chronic, something that you've tried so many things with and it hasn't resolved. So it's my intention to help people that have, you know, something that's really serious that's going on in their lives. Because Mia, the caliber of healing capacity that she has is really incredible. So I would like to manifest callers on the one-on-one that really help need help desperately. So, okay, number 7 was area code 508. Hello.
Hi, Mia. It's Nancy.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good. I have, I know Mia well. I have fear of the unknown. Today the clearings were great, but I still have something in my gut, something that negative talk, the emotional pain, you know, things like that, the things going on, even though I'm working and doing, meditation.
Yeah, I must say to the audience, the reason why I know Nancy's been attending a lot of my group calls of late, and that makes it also a lot easier for me to tune in because I know the person. But in your case, Nancy, there's a lot of fear of failure if we keep it in alignment with this the topic of this call, the fear of failure, is in your case, without going into too much detail, because of all the job loss, because of the injury, etc. That's the one that you haven't fully cleared yet. That's in a nutshell. Now, I must admit that normally it will take me a little bit longer to read a person, but because you have just been on quite a few of my group calls, it is a little bit easier. But that's the one that you haven't completed yet. Fear of failure because of the loss of the job, because of the injury. Now, module 2, if you're interested in the module 2 has a lot of help for you in it.
I already bought it, Mia.
Oh, okay.
I already bought it.
Well, you'll You may have to listen 3 times to module 2 in particular. I know all those modules so well, and to be quite honest, as I was re-listening to it, I was still getting clearings of my own work, which always amazes me. But because I put so much energy already in it, but module 2 in particular, but you might have to listen several times. You'll know usually, but I would also give it a bit of a break in between. It will help you probably the most with this particular issue. But then it will morph. You know, you'll get another issue that will come up, and it might then, I would say, module 3 that you'll have to go on to. But try module 2 a few times first, and then you'll know. You can go to module 3.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Aram. For introducing us to me, as she's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're so welcome. Beautiful. Okay, so did you want to address that question on sadness, or would you like
to work with now? No, okay. Briefly, because we can be sad for many different reasons, and we can obviously be sad when we lose a family member or a beloved person. That's the first one that I wanted to have a quick look at. And in addition, I must say that that relationship module was actually initially specifically created to clear any sadness a person has around loss of a person. It then morphed and it became upgraded, and it can be used basically for about any relationship issue. But sadness can also be for another reason. So one is loss of a person in whatever way. And secondly, job loss. Now, while the economies, as I read them, are fairly stable, and I know one major event, one war, one outburst somewhere, and it can bring a whole stock market down, etc. At the moment, through the work that I do with stock markets, etc., looking at it and reading it, everything is reasonably stable.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an incredible fear in certain parts of the world that it's going to change. And I have actually not exactly worked out yet where that fear is coming from. I don't believe it is the media. I don't believe it is the pending elections, no matter who wins. Even if you disagree with either one, let's just not go into who should win either. But I believe there could be something around banking systems. It could be an outflow from China. And this is a bit of an upgrade and a clearing as well. So those that might fear that today or tomorrow China will go into a big... I believe that they have a lot of measures in place that they can manage it much better than maybe the outside world. And not because I have inside information, that's purely what spirit tells me. Because they can read all that. But basically the sadness, I believe, that is the more predominant on this call is around job loss or the fear that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing I must admit, I don't know if you have a particular time of the year when all the companies report their financials, whether we've hit that particular time of the year in America, and that there are sort of a lot of companies with negative earnings. That's the one I didn't actually look at, but that people are a bit fearful because they simply pick up a group consciousness that a lot of companies have not been doing well, hypothetically, because I don't know, but the last quarter. But I also heard banking. Mm-hmm. But to the best of my knowledge, there is not one single bank that is in problems. This is just general, of course. What I don't know is what the rules and regulations are, and this is mainly for the American people, because in Australia, the banking industry is incredibly tightly regulated, and that's why we came so, in 2008, I think we came out the strongest Australia in the whole world in terms of the amount of money that the banks had, etc., because the banks simply couldn't do what the banks were able to do in terms of manipulation in America. So I don't know whether the rules have changed enough there. But despite that, I believe that the fears that people are picking up are not real. But it's so deeply embedded in group consciousness. Now, it could even be the time of the year. Traditionally in Australia, the building industry used to always go down around the end of the financial year, which in Australia is the 30th of June. I believe in America, it's the end of the year. So there could be seasonal factors involved, that I don't know. Maybe there are job losses around certain industries in summer, but that cannot be enough. But for those of you that still feel a bit sad or feel that it now is lightening up, see your job or your potential, your job loss as a gift, as a blessing. For those that are looking for work, say, I'm with joy looking for work, because if you can start to get hold of your fear around work and income, that sadness will go away. even if nothing in the outer changes. Now, I'm waiting a few more minutes. It's actually a really good clearing for quite a, I would say 20% is carrying this very strong, and they don't know where it's coming from because it's so deep in society. I'm just waiting a few more minutes, and when I get, when I'm given the go-ahead, I know that the majority have cleared it, and then I can perhaps take another caller. But there's a fear of loss so deep in that particular dimension, which is only etheric, but really affecting people physically in the here and now. There's a quite a few people that are dreading going to work as well, and I'm not quite sure what it is. It's too, I can't read that for the group because everybody has their own reasons. Yeah, I'm given permission now to continue on. The clearing will probably go on for another hour, but it doesn't need me anymore, for those that have it. So if you start to feel lighter and lighter and lighter in the next hour, you definitely cleared a layer of sadness in there.
Beautiful. I have a lot of comments on your last clearing that you did, on the group clearing. A lot of people resonating with that, especially with the clearing of for competition and lack. So that was a really big one. A lot of comments on that one. So I appreciate everybody chiming in and letting us know. More requests on personal healings, which we unfortunately can't address too much on the webcast because we really want to work more on one-on-ones. So what we're going to do now is pick another caller. And then after that, I would love to talk to you, Mia, about your special offer, and because people are questioning whether you can help them with a certain issue or this issue or that issue, and I would love to start addressing those questions. So let's go ahead and pick one more caller, and then we will go and talk about your special offer, and when we come back after that, if we have time, we will talk to more callers. So pick a number, please, between 1 and 40.
Perhaps 10.
Okay, number 10 is 319 area code. Again, I am requesting that we really want to help people that have had some chronic issues, something that they're desperately needing help on. And if it's not fitting these two criteria, then I would request that you pass on. If your number does get called and you don't have one of these issues, then maybe you can vacate that place for someone else that desperately needs help. Okay, so you said number 10, and that is 319 area code. Hello, you're on.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
319. Yeah.
Hi. This is Liza. Thank you.
Liza.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Hi. What's going on, hon?
Well, I have had a real struggle of a life in this lifetime. And I have never really felt like a successful person, mostly because I lived, you know, depressed for about 40 years. And I haven't worked for like 15 years, partly because of the depression and illnesses. I'm feeling a lot better, but I really don't know. I want to make my own money again. I don't really want to work for anybody. I want to be a self-employed person. But I've got a lot of that fear of failure and fear of success. I lived with fear of life all those years I was depressed, so I may still have some of that. And I'm also struggling with losing a lot of weight, which I think a lot of it is emotional weight from my childhood.
So let's see if Mia is able to focus on a couple of the things.
I want to address the depression because you are partly there with your fear of life. It actually goes one layer deeper. And I can understand if you probably haven't had any healings that it's hard to, it can be found through healers, but often we cannot find that one themselves. You have an incredible fear of the male race. It's not one single male, it's the male race. And I would say in your case you were born with it, it's karmic. You might have had a horrendous past life, which I can't address, but I wouldn't be too hard on myself if I were you, because the male race, it's 50% of the population. So wherever you go, there will always be males there. And that's why it appears to be the fear of life. But I suspect that you had a tremendous, awful death or something, maybe warlike type thing in a past life. But this will clear you in a tremendous amount out of depression, because a depression was an act of despair. you couldn't get yourself right, and you didn't quite know what to do about it. Would you say you often had these really funny feelings shooting through your head earlier on, and you didn't know what was going on with your head? Let's say if you had to go somewhere, let's say maybe in your teenage years.
I think it is a family thing. It may be ancestral, because there's been a lot of it in my family, but mine was particularly heavy.
Well, it could be double then, but you really had all these fears. The moment you would want to do something, venture out, all these fears would come up, and they gave you, well, to me it feels almost like headaches, but certainly stresses in the forehead and all of that, and you would, you may no longer remember at the time, you would have felt awful. And then you couldn't cope with life, because you didn't know that there were fears coming up. Now, if you really had a family plane as well as karmic, then it is doubly so difficult. Now, in this case, I've cleared a major fear of the male race. It's not a man, any man at all, of the male race in there. And that will make a difference. Wow. It won't be the whole story, but that's all I can do in the context of the call. But it will make quite a difference. I can do more in one-on-ones, etc. You will have benefits with the modules, but in your case, you also really need to follow your own intuition. You have an incredible strong guidance structure in there, which is totally being trampled upon by that depression. Your depression took totally over.
Well, I've been wanting to ask somebody, because I resonate perfectly with this fear of males, because I can really see that through my lifetime. And I wonder if this kind of anger that comes up sometimes in my relationship, because I have a longtime companion, is related to that. It's just a hair-trigger defensive kind of, you know, response.
No, it's actually totally different. It's more the typical one where, and I'm going to be honest, it's often when we're in a relationship, we see everything that's not right with the other, but we don't realize that they're often a mirror back to us.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And often we go in places where we want them to change instead of saying, I've done it myself in the past, before I became a little bit more aware, I guess. Oh, I wish he didn't do this. Oh, I wish he didn't do that. All the while, what did I have to learn? I had to learn to speak out. I didn't realize that. So I was on the inner also, was eating away at me. So for me, the lesson was speaking out. For others, it could be something different. So it could be having a good conversation or being more tolerant or more accepting. But that's what's going on with the anger there. You might feel stifled in communication, I feel. Maybe there are times where you easily could say something in a good-hearted manner, I mean. And he would simply say, yeah, you're right. Let's try this. Let's do this different. But that's not happening.
I'd love to hear him say, you're right.
Well, I'm trying to make it very light, because a lot of men in particular, they don't like to hear anything that they could be doing wrong. And it's just like pushing this hot button. So how are we going to address that? So I'm trying to keep it very light for your own soul. But yes, you're going to have to find a way to maybe express that in a kind way. In a way
that
it can be heard. Men are very good to pretend to be deaf. Women can do it too, but I find men to be better at it. When they don't want to hear what you're saying, they'll turn the music on loud, or they are having this telephone conversation that goes on forever, because then they don't have to talk to you, because they know what is coming. There's all sorts of tricks. I feel some of them are being played out around you. It's funny in a way from the outside in, but so just watch it. The moment you may want to say something, he might just have to urgently need to go somewhere. Or disappears to the toilet or something. But he's very attuned to when you want to speak, and he doesn't want to hear. It's not really even a game. It's for him a survival mechanism, no matter how you would speak. But try maybe, you have to try to do it kindly, I guess, in whatever way.
Well,
then your anger will go away.
I have had, I think this is from sexual abuse in my childhood, just completely shut down my voice till, geez, maybe 5-6 years ago. I mean, I just started talking when I was in my late 50s. I mean, speaking my
feelings. Yeah, you overcame a major karmic issue also to do with the fear of the male race. Actually, you had a major breakthrough at that time.
Yeah.
It can sometimes happen spontaneously. It can happen through a dream. Maybe you had some healing done. Maybe it was a meditation. But you had one breakthrough. But it's not completed, but it was a major one for that, for the past life.
Wow.
That,
but you're right. I don't want to make him like the object of blame for my karma. you know, I feel badly about that.
No, you can't. That's where you really, and you hold more on to your power, too, if you don't start to blame somebody
else.
That's
right. I understand.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
beautiful.
I'm still learning how to calm my emotions. And like you said,
that's
the
one. That's the only one I was going to say. Your emotions get in the way, but your emotions are still driven by the fear of the male race, which is a trigger. It happens so quick that you don't realize that the underlying trigger is the fear of the male race and what they could do to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, you gave me a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mia. Thank you, Aram. I love your show.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful. That was so awesome. Thank you, Mia, for that clearing. We have tons of questions on the webcast, so let's just go ahead and first address the special offer and how people can really benefit from it, and then we will come back and see if we can work with some more callers. So the offer is at orderjoynow.com/Mia and the number 12, and that is orderjoynow.com/MIA and the number 12. And then on the webcast and the replay, you have a special offer button, and you can just press that, and it'll take you there. So, Mia, can you please explain this offer and how we can best utilize this and the tools that you have put together for us?
Sure. Well, basically, there is a package A and there is a package B. Our package A are all the downloads and the group calls, and package B is identical to package A, but it has a session included. Now, package B, you can also have a two-pay plan, but other than that, everything is basically the same in terms of the items that I'm now going to go through. So item one, let's just start again. There are five items in there, item 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They were specifically developed to work with success. And the other item, the bonus item, is actually an extra tool, but the core are these five items, 1 to 5. They're all addressing different aspects of success. While all the recordings are more than an hour, the core healing is in the first 20 minutes. So while most people would love to listen, I would say, at least once to the full hour, there's a lot of group talk in there and a lot of wisdom being shared. If you never did and you only listen to the first 20 minutes, you'll still get all the clearings you need to get. Now, the first one, which says item one, clearings for success and failure patterns and beliefs, delves more into those deeper layers. Now, when I talk layers, these are layers that most people will feel in their guts. They're also often, but not always, layers that we have inherited from a past life. In some cases, also early childhood. So what you'll find is in some modules you will see repetitively, you see again a clearing failure patterns, etc., but it is because we're looking in different dimensions. But item one is mainly these older, often also more stubborn and deeper layers of failure and that are blocking our success. Now, with these modules, you need to listen to all five of them the first time in order, and after that you can listen to them in any order you like. But item one and two, you only have to listen to twice. I have documented that also in the workbooks that come with it. But item one and two, you can listen to them as often as you want to, but you only need to listen twice to item one and two to get all the clearings that you need to clear these older patterns of around success. And what the modules do is, you hear me talk, and you might hear some other people asking questions on those calls as well, is that your soul will immediately start to look at what actually is the matter and will start to clear anyway, and you don't have to understand exactly what's wrong, because a lot of those patterns, particularly in item one and two, were inherited. They are in group consciousness. We did not create them in the first place. So that's why it's actually a gift back to those that wish to listen to that. Now, with all those MP3s, you hear me talk, and I may not say too much about the actual pattern that is clearing, because the intent of the clearing is built into the module in what I call spiritual flows. They are invisible flows. So while the intent is there, and it is described in more detail in the workbook that comes with it, you don't have to give it any thought. You don't even have to hear instructions like, you will now clear your pattern of success or failure or whatever else it is. Because the intent is already built in to the, in my, in this case, in the first 20 minutes of the flow of the spoken words. But what the books also do is they have an self-inquiry part, which is towards the end of each item. And these, somewhere between 3 and 5 questions, it varies a little bit, are specifically tailored towards the clearings that are embedded in the in these clearings. So it would be best if you could actually, before you listen to the first 20 minutes or the whole call, that you always answer those questions, because it brings your soul and your awareness back into your soul, exactly where you need to sit to get the greatest benefit of the clearings. So item 1 is basically to clear old patterns of failure more than anything, and fear of success as well. And item 2 is similar in that it actually clears these older patterns, but it actually looks at different aspects of it. It looks at totally different blockages, and item 2 includes a specific clearing for the midbrain, where a lot of the fears that we carry, I would say 20% of the fears we carry, are environmental fears. A child, a parent, a brother, a sister might have it, or a neighbor even. And you resonate with it. And it will give you a sort of immunity of no longer resonating with those fears. They're mainly survival fears. That's where it originated from. So it goes back a long while. But in modern society, there is really no need for that pattern anymore. In addition, what I also found in the dimensions that I'm clearing, there are different dimensions from item number 1, is a communication where we might give power to those that scream or berate us. And these modules are all about success, but also about our own empowerment. So there are clearings in these modules to help us no longer give our power away to certain types of voices. And again, you don't have to listen to the whole recording. The first 20 minutes is the key. And again, that module has its own set of questions related to the clearings in that module. Item 3 is a very different energy. So what will happen is that you need to listen to item 1 and 2 twice, and then you never have to listen to it again, but you can. But item 3, 4, and 5 are going to be the ones that you will be continuing listening on an ongoing basis, depending upon if you have new goals or the focus changes. And you can do those in other than the first time, and you need to do them all in order. You can listen to them in random order, depending upon what appeals to you the most. Now, item 3 actually is 2 items. It's sitting here as 1 item, but it is actually has a little 5-minute clearing with it that I specifically included. It is a daily clearing. You can do it. It is even less than 5 minutes. And it is a specific alignment whereby you can clear 1 blockage, only 1, that is the most in your way when you listen. And it works again like all my work. It works with my voice, with the instructions on that clearing, and it aligns you back to your own soul. Now, that is a great one to do perhaps twice a day. You can probably even do it quickly when, I wouldn't suggest you do it while you're driving, because you need to focus on your body and on yourself, on your own inner state, briefly for maybe 30, 40 seconds, but 5 minutes is not a lot of time in most people's days. Now, in addition to that 5-minute clearing, it has, like the other modules, it has a 20-minute clearing at the beginning. You don't have to listen to the rest. This is of the second recording. This is 2 recordings there. And again, in the workbook are specific questions related to that particular clearing. Now, the reason why item 3, 4, and 5 are different is that item 1 and 2 are mainly clearing obstacles, you could say, more so to your success, whereas item 3, 4, and 5 are helping to build pathways to move forward towards your success. But those pathways are in different dimensions. And I'm just pausing because there's a lot of fear in the group that is actually came when I started to talk about item 1, and I want to clear that. That's the fear of the lack that I built into that module. A lot of people in the group have that actually. And as people are listening to me explaining it, they're tuning into the healing qualities of each of the items. But if some of you get a bit of a shift or a shock, item one clears very ancient patterns of lack and of loss. And I could feel a lot of people in their soul body and in their spirit were shifting towards that. It's now going as I explained it. So back to item three. So item three is the first item where you start to actually, instead of going back to the old and clearing that up, you're really moving forward more towards your goal. And you'll see even when you read the questions, that the questions are taking, that you need to do just before you listen, they're taking on a different flavor. But in the process, you often still have to clear obstacles to your success. But this is more like giving you a push in the back to move you towards and through that. So in this module, we're looking at procrastination patterns, and sometimes they can be very hidden. And more of that is explained both in the recording and in the written material. There's also often one when one wants to move forward of not knowing what to do. It's often a big one called stuck. So it starts to clear. Also through the way that the questions are worded, it starts to clear issues around stuckness. It also will help to strengthen you, because no matter how spiritually aligned you are, you still need to have the willpower and the desire to also move towards that goal. Alignment alone is not enough. You need to have a desire there. And the stronger the desire, often the better the outcome. Now, module 3, module 4, and module 5 are your main clearings that you could do them for the rest of your life, hypothetically, and you could pick new topics every time you want to. But they still address, each of these three modules, they address a different aspect of a process of success. Whereas item 4 focuses more on clarity, or helping you to gain clarity and looking at what can block your clarity and your desire. So it can't give it to you, but it can help you, guide you into that direction. And again, the way the questions are actually formulated will also help you find that clarity combined with your soul. Now, people find clarity in different ways. For some people, it's sometimes a sudden aha moment. For others, it can be a total knowing. And for others, nothing seems to happen until one day they realize everything has shifted and things are a lot better anyway. So everybody has their own way of aligning to their soul and then stepping into clarity and then taking action. For some it is a more conscious process than for others. I have had many times in my life had absolute clarity without realizing that I did. What I did realize was that I had incredible intuition and I knew I had to step forward. And one example was when I was in my teenage, I was deciding what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And I had heard of the word a computer programmer. I had never seen a computer, but I liked the idea. And I had this incredible strong intuition that I needed to become that. And believe it or not, this is in the 70s, the advice was not to go that way. It was like people that were advising us on our career choices because there was no future in it. And to this day do I hear that men say that. Don't go there, there is no future there. Probably because he didn't know much about it. And I heard my intuition say, yes you will, so I did. It was one of the best career choices I could have made for me in my life. I had total clarity without I never had a tool for clarity, it just came. But I was very aligned to my soul. On the other hand, and some of you might find it very strange, I'm going to tell you a little story about how I ended up on TeleSummit. I was very aligned to most of my IT work. Because I had so much resistance going public in the very way I'm doing now, I had a version of procrastination in there. That meant I didn't actually really want to do anything that involved public speaking about spirituality. So while I was listening to telesummits, I'd looked at them and my mental verdict was no, I won't go there, no, not for me. And I had a business, I did already do Healings International, mainly autism because I had fairly high rankings with my website. And one day, Iramaki sent an email around where she offered this coaching that I did. Now, I saw the email, and my first reaction was usually, as usual, no, don't want to do that. I'd never done any coaching in my life, and certainly not something like telesummits. I couldn't even delete the email, and I was put into a total vortex of light. Now, if it hadn't been for that vortex of light, it was the quickest way for my angels to say, don't delete that email, but step forward, I would simply not have been here today talking to you. Because my own resistance, I guess, to speaking in public took over. In a flash, before I could even think. So that's a little bit of a background story why I'm doing what I'm doing. And what I'm trying to do with these modules is clear as many of those subconscious beliefs that we have that are blocking our flows before we even realize it. So, interestingly, in my IT work, I was far more aligned than in terms of following my own clarity than I was with the telesummit industry because I had this hidden fear. But thanks to the guidance, I'm here now, Iram, today. So thanks to you, too.
And I'm so glad that you are. I'm so grateful. But I do want to acknowledge what you just said because, you know, those hidden fears are so strong. They will take over in less than a heartbeat, and we won't even become consciously aware of what just happened. You know, 99% of the big reason I have found, Mia, in when people aren't able to shift their lives is really because of those hidden blocks. They really, really control our behavior, and we don't even know it. And we get frustrated. We blame it on outside events or people, whereas really what's going on is inside of us, and if we can clear those blocks, life would show up so differently. So I'm so glad that you were able to listen to your guidance and you connected with me, and today we're able to you know, look at what's happened since then. You are helping
absolutely.
People globally.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And I really enjoyed the journey, actually. Never thought I would. my ego would say, no, that is too scary. Don't go public. Just do what you're doing. You're comfortable anyway. Whereas that was not what I was meant to be doing. And that's where I'm now. But what I was going to say also is that we need to our alignment then learn to listen more to ourselves. But I was... You know, just like everybody else, I could easily have ignored it, but I couldn't in a way because it was too powerful in that, that case. But this module is dealing with
listening
it.
To guidance.
Yeah, and thank you, Iram, for your help there. It's been a great journey.
Absolutely.
Very different than I expected, but much better.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I've got one more item to go. My first item four. Yeah, so item five is another one on uniqueness and success. I just want to finish it off because then I've got uniqueness is what we really are. So we have a true self in there. And it doesn't need much explanation, but item five again has the first 20 minutes of listening to the MP3. And then through your aligning you more with your own true self, will you also automatically start to clear more blockages? But also that item has two extra tools. They are in the actual workbook, so there's extra tools to help you with the clearings. And that's basically the main products around success. Then I've got item six, the three life calls, and they will follow the exact same format as all my other calls for those of you that have listened to those, whereby I usually have a core focus. As you can see, that the first one is basically clearing the fears and beliefs that are holding us back. The second call is looking more at seeing success as a journey where not everything will happen overnight, but they're all stepping stones. And every stepping stone can then lead to the next layer, the next level. That's module, that is call two. And then call three is actually moving into your future. And everybody has their own unique future. But on those calls, I always take a lot of callers as well so people can ask questions. And each of those calls come again with an almost identical workbook as the ones that you already have with the recorded calls, whereby there also are, again, questions in that workbook that will help you focus your energy on the call to make the most out of those calls. Now, that's the products on success, and there's then only the bonus left, which is a module that can be used anytime. It's a very beneficial module. Anything with relationships, really. It speaks for itself. It has a word book with it as well. It has 8 MPTs, but they're all very short MPTs, specifically done for people that are very busy. They're most, on average, the MPTs are maybe 5 minutes, some are 3, some are 10, but just to make it as easy as possible. And they built up a flow away from the negative states.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mia, for explaining this awesome package, and thank you for putting it together for us, because I know that you are one of, honestly, like I said, one of the top healers that I have ever come across, very possibly one of the top healers in the world, and you're very busy, and for you to put together such an awesome package and also making it available at such a discounted price is really just, I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much for that. And guys, I want you to really understand that if, you know, either one of the packages is going to be a great investment in your own self and your own future, but if you feel inclined to, that you're resonating only with package A and you want to just invest at that level, that would be a great package, because not only are you getting all those items that are recorded already and you can start working with them immediately, you will then be able to connect with Mia in her coaching calls, in her group clearings, which are really profound, very, very helpful. And if you feel inclined towards working with Mia in a personal session, which, like I told you, I have experienced myself and the results have been phenomenal, then you have the ability to do that as well for an upgrade. But here's the thing, you can actually divide that payment and put it on a payment plan, so you don't have to make the full payment right now. You will get access to your MP3s, but you will not be able to book the session until the second payment is made, of course. So this will be a really, really great opportunity for many of you guys to be able to work with this amazing, amazing light worker. And I was reading the testimonials here on the page, Mia. They are absolutely phenomenal. So many people have reported success in so many different areas, which is what I love, that it's not just one thing that you help with your expertise, because you're working with the soul and the blocks that we're experiencing at a very deep level. When the blocks get cleared, the results are across the board in any area. Because, of course, we're dealing with the all-powerful soul. And then I was especially moved by these video testimonials that some of your clients submitted, and how quickly the results took place, even within minutes, and the kind of stories that they told in the videos that were just mind-blowing, where one lady was really connected to her own dad's energy, which was just exhausting her, and how she was able to get past that. I encourage everybody to listen to these, watch these videos, listen to the audio testimonials, read the other success stories, because I want you to understand what is possible. You know, when the questions come up, when the ego mind starts doubting us, one of the best ways to silence that, at least that works beautifully for me, is to, you know, the brain loves proof. It wants to believe if you've given it enough proof. And so here is proof, one after another. We have so many testimonials here of what people have been able to experience with Mia, and that her process really works. So I would really encourage you to take some time and go through these, and then really ask yourself that question, is this for me, and am I really ready to really receive all that is meant to come my way? So while you do that, Mia, I have a couple of questions I want to address from the webcast. We are really short on time, so I would appreciate it if you can just give a short explanation or a very short yes or no answer. Will the package help them with this? So a lot of people wanting to know, for example, one person wants to know, will the package or one item in particular help to align our desire with our soul's desire, so with the soul's purpose?
Yes, it will, I have to say yes, but it will not happen overnight. It is a journey. It always will be. So you will have to answer the questions, and then there will be repeat listenings. How many, I can't say, because we're all on our own unique journey. But they're definitely all meant to bring you back to yourself and back into alignment with who you really are and what your purpose is. But it still also depends upon your diligence, etc. of listening to.
Thank you for answering that. There are quite a few questions from people that are wanting to know. They are frustrated because they're in the long. They feel they're in the wrong line of work, either not enough money is showing up or they're just not being appreciated for their services. Will this package help them?
It can help them a lot if they're willing to also make the changes. So you do your work, you do the clearings, but then you'll have to also go out of your way, just like I had to go out of my way and go on the telesummits. That's not saying that they have to do that, but you have to then be willing to make some changes. Sometimes people don't want to do that, but if you do, yes, particularly item 5, I have some great tools in there that you can use on a daily basis to help you break through that.
Yeah, I feel that people are usually, as soon as they understand that the fear is not founded in reality, they will be willing to make the change. Most
yes.
of the times, people don't even know that they're blocked because of a fear. They really don't even know it.
That's
the
right.
The one that they have clarity over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest changes in my life, Mia, happened when I realized any kind of future predictability, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in career, whether it's in life, any kind of future predictability is the biggest illusion. There is no future predictability.
That's
we don't know what's
true.
Going to happen in the next
exactly
second.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can change our future, too, by the decisions we make in the now moment.
Exactly. So everything is in a flow. It's always changing. You really need to, once we really begin to get comfortable with the knowledge that we really don't know anything, and we get comfortable with that, that's called surrender. That's called in that place of openness and receiving, where suddenly now you're just curious, like, I wonder what's going to show up. So a lot of times we are actually blocking ourselves because we think we know something, and we act on it, and we block ourselves. We really limit ourselves that way. So clarity is huge. A couple of questions on, this is not exactly relationship, but actually a couple of women mentioning how they have been wanting to get pregnant and have not had any success with that. So I don't know if the package would help, but certainly getting a session with you would be a good idea.
Session would be a better idea. The package was not really for the fertility aspect. And in my own are you still there? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yes, I'm here.
I thought it was a disconnect. Yeah, but basically in my own experience, I've seen very different reasons, many different reasons for infertility, sometimes psychological, sometimes not. So I would have to say, yes, it can help. A session can help clarify, but it all depends on what the reasons are. Sometimes it can be karmic, too. Can be a bad childhood experience.
Definitely.
Can be physical. Yeah.
Yeah. I would highly recommend that you get on a session with Mia and really find out what it is that's been blocking you in that in getting pregnant and having, you know, baby. Okay, Mia, I would love for you to actually, there are so many testimonials here, so many success stories, and I know it must feel great being able to receive these kinds of this kind of feedback where you are changing people's lives on a daily basis. Can you pick maybe one or two of your favorite success stories or maybe something that comes to mind immediately and talk to our listeners about that?
Yeah, one that comes to mind is actually one of the audio testimonials by Lauren. It's on the page. It is somewhat long. It's a 7-minute, I think, a testimonial, but or 8 minutes. But basically, I thought it was one of the bigger success stories because Lauren had been in a car accident, had already 2 years of medical treatment, and was left with incredible nerve pain as a result of the car accident, could not work, could no longer be helped by the medical profession. The only thing they suggested was to give her Botox injections in the brain. Now, I didn't know even that was possible until she came to me. But what she did was out of desperation to try to avoid the injections, she prayed. And within days, she found me. And I always like it when people find me that way. So she found me, and it took about 6 sessions. After 6 sessions, there was basically no nerve pain left. She's at 99% clear, of 98. And she was, the last time I spoke with her, she was already back working, three hours a day. So this was a person who had no life left, was getting her life back again. And six sessions is not really a lot considering all the, he would have been on an ongoing basis, would have needed these, I think, 72 needles of Botox in going in the brain in one treatment or something. It was incredible. Another one that was for me great, what I really loved was the one, one of the top ones, where I cleared the bleeding eye, diabetic retinopathy, which is a number one cause of blindness actually in the Western world, but in this case it is caused by diabetes. It means that the arteries behind the eye start to bleed and the blood flows in the eye and you go basically, some people have gone blind overnight, but in this case this was a person in her early 40s who could no longer stop the bleeding, and at the time when I became involved, she had already had a laser surgery, which is normally the only answer, and it was not doing anything either. So she could no longer drive a car, she could not work, still had a young child at the time, was probably 5. So that was an incredibly intense 3 months of healings, I must admit. It was the first time I'd ever done it, but we got the eyesight back in both eyes, actually. She was, after the first 3 months of healings on one eye, she was able to drive and go back to work. And then the second eye started, but she was able to continue on working while we cleared the second. And to this day, she's still working. It is just it hasn't come back. So it was an incredible, a great experience for somebody who probably would have been very disabled by now with her eyesight. The multiple sclerosis, I'm not sure whether the testimonial yet. It should be there somewhere. Which is a family member that she was able to go back and hold down a 3 days a week a voluntary job now and walks, to the best of my knowledge, still without that walking stick. Certainly also parents, I certainly will not say that I can help every autistic child, absolutely not, but I have certainly been able to help autistic children because there's different causes for it all, but with great results as well, where one boy in particular started to talk within a very short amount of time, like it was almost like within 2 weeks, and these two boys in particular, was a great blessing. So yes, I like the situations that people get, I guess, their lives back when they thought that nothing was going to help them anymore.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much, Mia, for sharing with us these amazing stories. I love success stories, and yes, they are so inspiring. I can imagine, like I said, what it must feel like to get that kind of feedback where somebody was basically becoming hopeless about the quality of their life, and you help them get back, fully into their life and into their joy. And guys, I want to remind you that these are just some of the examples. When you're talking about clearings at a soul level, you're really talking about some very, very profound change. And whether it was a challenge that your soul needed to learn or something that you needed to work through or something else, karmic, that's been blocking you, whatever it is, don't you think it's time now to say, I'm done. Let's move forward. This is not a time on this planet to be experiencing these kinds of challenges anymore because there's so much help available. Humanity is supposed to be, it is meant to be, growing and evolving and really connecting to those divine superpowers that we all were born with. This is a time where we need to be evolving to the next level. So I really encourage you guys to, if you have been resonating with what Mia has been talking about, listen to the other stories, watch the other testimonials, and if your heart, if your soul's desire is to connect with Mia, then I hope that you will honor it and acknowledge it. Because here's the thing. You can have all the awareness in the world. You can be a very powerful manifester. You can be very intuitive. But until you take action, just like what Mia talked about in her own life, and she's been amazing in listening to her guidance and an amazing energy worker. But had she not taken action, she would not be sharing her gifts with the world right now. It would not have happened. Nothing trumps action. I have personally, testimonial myself to the power of energy healing, to the power of what can happen when you start to clear all that energy and clear your intention, but nothing happens without action. I still take action every single day, even in the face of extreme resistance. When I know that I'm supposed to do something, I just do it.
And then the rest is easy. You know, the hardest part is usually just, you know, talking to your own mind and saying thank you for these thoughts and thank you for the negativity, but I am ready to change. I am ready to start living the life that I deserve, and then really fully embodying that. So highly recommend Mia again. She's one of the best people that I have worked with myself. Many testimonials prove that. And, guys, thank you so much for being here. We are out of time. Reminder again that her special offer is at orderjoynow.com/Mia, M-I-A, and the number 12. And if you are especially resonating with Mia to work with her in that personal session, please do so now, because we do have a limited number of packages on that price. And you want to make sure that you are able to get in on it right now. And remember, there is a payment plan. So if you can't make the full payment, you can always divide it into two payments and still be able to get the full advantage. Mia, thank you so much once again. It's been an honor, as always. Just such a joy to have you, my dear, and to see what you are doing and how many lives you are changing since you've been on our show. So thank you so much for everything you do.
But thank you too, Iram. Thank you certainly also for the coaching program that you created, and also for having me on this call. And I also would like to thank the audience, and I wish everybody a better journey with help of your soul and your own guidance and spirit.
Thank you so much. And you guys also, of course, you are the reason why we have this Tell Summit. You are the reason why I do what I do, and you are the big reason why I have so much joy in my life, because I can't even begin to tell you, just one success story from you guys when I get these emails just makes my day. And my life has been in continuous joy because I hear about these stories almost every day. So I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for doing all that you are doing to change your life, to attract what you deserve, to live your happiness, because when you start vibrating at that energy, simply by being who you are, simply by being in joy, you are bringing healing and peace to people around you and to this planet. So thank you for doing your part. Lots and lots of love to all of you guys. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.